former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has completed a year-long independent review of SU's Department of Public Safety after their response to a string of racist incidents on campus in late 2019. WAER Scott Willis reports that prompted weeks of protests and the atmosphere of mistrust between students, officers, and administrators escalated from there.
Racist messages found in residence halls sparked the hashtag NotAgainSU movement in November of 2019, where students held sit-ins for several weeks in campus buildings. Administrators and DPS officers were harshly criticized for not handling the matter in a comprehensive, sensitive, and transparent way as the incidents continued without arrests. Student frustration mounted into February when DPS was condemned for its response to the occupation of the administration building. Lynch and her team reviewed more than 20,000 documents and interviewed 77 witnesses in their investigation, including students, DPS officers, and administrators. They confirmed that many of the actions taken in response to the racist incidents did not recognize students' fear or distress. The report also found DPS responses to student actions to be subjective and arbitrary. Lynch and her team recommend tightening up rather ambiguous language in DPS procedures regarding the classification of bias incidents or hate crimes, how to respond to large campus protests, addressing professional standards, and use of force policy. In an email to the SU community, Chancellor Kent Siverud said the report shows it's clear where the university fell short and that they let down all students, especially those of color, who experienced the hate incidents in personal and distressing ways. Siverud says he accepts the conclusions in the report and has directed leaders to implement the recommendations. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.